When I was a teacher in the late 70s, one of my students was fixated on the Andean cock of the rock, the national bird of Peru. The funky males are an improbably glowing orange or red on their head, back, and underside, with shiny black wings and tail and gray scapulars. The forward-sloping, rounded crest on both sexes virtually covers the small bill and gives the head an oddly bulging shape. The glittering white iris forms a perfect circle around the black pupil, all surrounded by that lovely tropical orange. I'd been birding for a few years back then, but I'd certainly never seen a cock of the rock and had no more concept of Peru than that Michael Bond's Paddington Bear came from deepest, darkest Peru. As I got more into birding and started learning about birds from beyond North America, I started wishing I could see a cock of the rock myself, but it seemed improbable that I'd ever even make it to Peru. But in late July, I found out I was going to be headed to Peru for a week as part of my job for a FAM tour on which I'd be shown several of the top birding spots in northern Peru. My very first thought was it possible I'd see an Andean cock of the rock there? I received an itinerary a few weeks ago, and it was not listed as a target species. When I went through the eBird checklists for the places we'd be going to, I saw it listed on two of the checklists, but understood that meant my chances were poor at best. Those sightings from there might have been in the wrong season, or the bird just too rare or too shy for an easy sighting with a group. The cock of the rock is an extremely secretive bird of a highly endangered habitat, the cloud forest. One of the most important dangers facing cloud forests in South and Central America is that the clouds are dwindling. Between the heat and droughts associated with climate change and the massive destruction of the forests, the land is warming, the clouds above it dissipating. But last Tuesday, September 6th, on our drive between two birding lodges, our guide told the bus driver to stop in a spot that looked pretty much like every other stretch of that mountain road, and we piled out. He started down the road a short ways, me scanning the forest floor on the downslope as I followed him, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a brilliant orange blob of color hurtling through a tiny opening in the trees. It was the briefest of sightings, and I didn't even see the shape of a bird. For all I knew, it could have been someone tossing away a rather large bowl of orange sherbet. But there is nothing else that color that occurs naturally there, so we stopped and scrutinized. After just a few minutes, someone spotted a female Andean cock of the rock, and soon we noticed a second one lurking in the shadows far below us. And then, what should appear but a glorious male? He was mostly hidden by foliage. Even with a spotting scope, it took minutes before anyone could see his glittering eye and funky crest. Conditions were horrible for photography. The forest was dark, and the bird so far away that he was hard to locate in the camera viewfinder, much less to actually focus on. But I took hundreds of photos, refocusing over and over, hoping that a few would turn out. And suddenly he fluttered over a couple of branches, and for a few glorious minutes we had him in full view. Photography was still tricky with the low light and distance. About 60% of my photos didn't turn out at all, but of the ones that did, thanks to the miracle of Adobe Lightroom, a few look pretty darn good. After my heart attack last year, I've pretty much scaled back my hopes and dreams for what I can do and see and hear in my remaining years. Just being in Peru, walking on ground that I knew cocks of the rock had also walked upon, breathing air molecules that had been breathed by cocks of the rocks for the past millennia was wonderful enough. Spotting an orange blob hurtling through the air was wonderful enough. Seeing females in the shadows was wonderful enough. Seeing pieces of the male behind foliage was wonderful enough. actually feasting my eyes on this beautiful bird in full view for so many minutes was a greater gift than I could have dreamed of, one that will stay with me every day I'm given on this beautiful earth. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
Thank you.